I'm here with Maz, who's one of the organisers of Oxford Pride this year. Is this the first year that you've been organising it, or have you done it before?
I first got involved with Oxford Pride in 2007, and when I was chair in 2008, I started the first parade in Oxford for Oxford Pride, and then the following year started the first expanded Pride to include a 10-day art and culture festival.
Okay, yes, because this year it's been running since the 29th, right? And there's been events running up and they'll be going through till Sunday?
That's right. So we have two weekends of events. Last weekend there was a global history of Pride talk at Wadham College, a queer history walk, a fantastic and very, very fun dog show at the Jolly Farmers. And, of course, we had the launch event on the Friday evening at 1855 in the Castle Quarter. Mm-hmm. And yes, so it's already been very exciting.
Already been great. And then, but the big day is Saturday, right? That's kind of when the parade happens and all the parties, I suppose.
That's right, yes. For the last 13 years, the Oxford Pride event has been held down next to the ice rink. So anybody that's familiar with Pride will be familiar with that location. Because of the development with the Westgate Centre in town, we have had an opportunity to look at how we actually hold Pride and have moved it this year for the first time back to its origin of Paradise Street and also the Castle Quarter. So it's going to be big, fabulous and completely different to any of the other Pride events that we've held.
It's really central this year then. That's really exciting.
It's very exciting. We're right in the middle of town and we've got the event split into different areas with Bit and Oxford have helped us produce a fantastic food court. There's all of the different stalls from community groups, charities, different commercial businesses that are all coming together. And we have two stages, so there'll be entertainment running from midday until 6 o'clock in the Castle Quarter and then continuing on until 10 o'clock on the street party out on Paradise.
Excellent. And are you allowed to say some of the groups that will be in the parade?
Well, the parade has actually just down the road from Daily Info is Nando's, and they're the first commercial entry that we've had actually coming into the parade, because the parade so far has been very much about the local community groups and non-for-profits coming together to show support for the LGBT community in Oxford. And it's great to see that we're now getting interest from other businesses in Oxford who want to show their support. There's rumours of a large rainbow chicken, but I'm not quite sure about that.
That'd be brilliant. It sounds like this year is just, it's getting bigger, it's moved to the centre. Are there plans in the future to expand it even more? Have you started thinking ahead for next year already?
We have been thinking about next year a lot, but we would like this year to be successful, and also this year is the first year that we're doing it in a new location, and so I'm sure there'll be a few things that perhaps don't run as smoothly as we would like, but it gives us a chance to learn from this year, right, to look at how we can expand and be even more fabulous next year.
Are you still looking for volunteers at this stage?
Absolutely. There's always things that volunteers can help with on the day. There's volunteers needed for the parade, and that starts at Ship and Corn Market Street. From 11 o'clock we start meeting up, and then people that are joining the parade are there from about 11:30 with the fantastic Horns for Plenty performing a little bit of music to keep everyone entertained. Then the parade goes from Corn Market Street past Queen Street and Bond Street down into the Castle Quarter. So this year it's a slightly shorter parade, but we always need lots of volunteers to help with that to make sure that everybody travels safely. Then on the day there's lots of things to help out with. So if anybody was interested, they could email us and join and meet on the site in Saturday morning.
Are all the details on the website if people want to find out about that?
They are, and The website is oxford-pride.org.uk, or you can also email through to chair@the website. Yeah. Cool.
The LGBT community in Oxford, I went to uni in Birmingham and I feel like it's a different feel, I don't know, city to city.
Yes, every city has its own unique qualities. The community in Birmingham is very vibrant and their pride events quite large. Oxford has a different sort of environment because we are located quite close to London. So there's a lot of people that travel to and from London. Right. So the community here is more intimate, mm-hmm. But it's also the universities are quite a large part of the city. And mm-hmm. so there is crossover between the town and gown, but it also does split the community a little bit because we now live in a wonderfully inclusive environment where people don't necessarily need to only meet up in the gay community, in the, you know, in the gay pubs and in the village concept. And so the community comes together at different times, and that's why having Pride events is so important, mm-hmm. because it gives an opportunity for the focus of the community to come together. And it's important that people go to gay clubs if they want gay clubs and gay bars to exist, because mm-hmm. it's a supply and demand thing. If people don't go, then they close down. So the more people that can come out and support the pubs and the clubs, the better. And one way they could do that is tonight, mm-hmm. with the Funny Haha. We've got the College Comedy Nights putting on an event at the Plush Lounge tonight, which is going to be so much fun, of course. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, then we've got the event on Saturday, and then there's also the after parties as well in the pubs, and the Plush Lounge is doing their annual big after party as well.
These events that have been happening all week, are they fundraising events as well as awareness raising?
Well, we fundraise throughout the whole year, and we have a lot of different events that occur all throughout the year. The events during Pride Week are a combination of raising awareness as well as raising funds. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's all very good. And we also have a film festival as well, which starts on Sunday evening, and that's at the Phoenix Picture House. So there's some films that are running from Sunday for the next week as well.
So lots of stuff for whatever your interest is, if you like to go out, if you like to go to the cinema.
Absolutely.
It's all happening.
Yes.
Great.
The rich diversity of LGBT celebration in Oxford.
Fantastic.
I'd like to thank everybody that supported Oxford Pride this year. It's been quite challenging going to a new location, and we get a lot of support from the councils, the City Council and County Council, as well as the other businesses that are part of the community throughout the year. Visit the website, check out what's happening. If you're on Facebook, we're always on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we look forward to everybody coming out this weekend, celebrating LGBT life in Oxford, and looking forward to bigger and better things.
It's going to be great weather this weekend too.
Indeed. Perfect. Yes, we've got the water and the sunscreen already.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for your support as well.